Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Is that it? Is that the song?
O Tannenbaum, O Tannenbaum?
Oh, there it is, yeah. So anyway, that's the Maryland, My Maryland. This is the University of Maryland decided to stop playing the state song. They're no longer going to play it anymore. They say it's a pro-Confederate state song. Right now, they're reviewing it. They say, quote, "We're suspending the playing of Maryland, My Maryland to evaluate if it is consistent with the values of our institution at this time." So we're glad to be joined this morning by a lecturer from that institution with the African American Studies Department, Jason Nichols, who has some views on this. Jason, so you're supportive of them suspending the playing of this song, correct? And tell us why.
Well, first, let me say good morning, Vince. Good morning, Mary. So you have to put it in context. We've had a couple of incidents on campus. First of all, this is not the number one issue on anybody's mind on campus. But we've had a lot of incidents. Of course, we had the murder of a young man, which may have been racially motivated. We've had nooses found on campus. We've had posters of white supremacist events put on campus. And so right now, the campus really wants to review how we can create a better environment, a more inclusive environment. And one of the things that we've seen, or irony that shouldn't be lost on anybody is the fact that you have a football team that's 50% or more African-American, and you're going to play a song that calls President Lincoln, quite possibly our greatest leader in history, you know, a traitor, a tyrant, and is pro-Confederate in a state that never was part of the Confederacy. So I think at least reviewing it makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, in that case, I think the mention of him as a tyrant comes in like the ninth verse or something. There's a bunch of songs that have uncomfortable later verses, certainly. This is one that's this song is sans lyrics at all. This is obviously, we just heard, this is music being played. But I guess my question to you, Jason, is where this stops. Because, for instance, I'm seeing, especially from the left, criticism of the Star Spangled Banner today. The idea that the national anthem itself is racist and therefore should stop being played. So if we're going to stop maybe at the Maryland State song, what about the national anthem? Is that do you not support that being played at football games?
Well, you know, I think that that's a different conversation. But what I will
say, it fits right in the wheelhouse of why this song is being stopped.
But no,
right?
this song, as I said, I think this song is a little bit different because Maryland was never part of the Confederacy, so it almost doesn't make sense to play a song that is pro-Confederate in a state that was never part of the Confederacy. And again, you know, our values as a state, you know, and as a university community, you know, we're trying to show what we represent, not only in the past, but trying to move towards the future. And one of the things, you know, you see, we have a statue of Frederick Douglass, because that's kind of what we want to represent and who we want to be like in the future. It's not the Confederacy. It's not secession. It just really doesn't make sense for a state that never even was a part of it. I mean, you can make that argument perhaps in Virginia, but certainly not in Maryland.
Jason, do you know the words to the Maryland State song?
Do I know it by heart?
Yeah, I mean, if we're going to...
Of course I don't know it by
heart.
Okay, so... I have read the lyrics, but I, you know, memorizing all, like you said, nine verses or however many, no, I have not.
Okay. So my point is we talked about this yesterday. We had quite a few listeners, many of them Maryland alum, who called up and said, as far as I knew, for the longest time, when I'm not from Maryland, I went there. I had no idea. I thought they were playing Christmas Tree, Oh Christmas Tree, before football games. Didn't know the words. And the people who do know the words, very few of them know that the despot's heel is on thy shore actually refers to Lincoln. You said tyrant. He's actually referred to as a despot. So the vast majority of people, A, have no clue what the words are to the song, and B, don't know that the despot refers to Lincoln, and that okay. in the ninth verse they refer to Northern scum. So right. very, very mm-hmm. few people know that this refers to the Civil War. So I guess my question to you is, are we just not looking for things to be offended by at this point?
Well, no, I mean, I think we know what the song represents. I think there are people who do know. And again, this is, as I said, this is not the number one issue on anyone's mind. You know, I'm not going to sit here and pretend that this is the issue on people's minds. We're thinking about public safety. We're thinking about, you know, of course, the everyday happenings at a university.
Yes.
But I still think that there are things that we want to represent our values, and there are people who understand what Maryland, my Maryland, you know, what it represents.
Will there be a poll or a survey of students and alumni? Because as I said, we had some very angry alumni call up yesterday, and they're like, that's it, I'm not giving any more money. This is ridiculous. Is there going to be any kind of poll or a survey?
Yeah, well, that I don't know. But what I can say is any person, I can tell you, I'm not going to pull my money whether they keep the song or they get rid of it. You know, I think that that's kind of absurd. And I think it's also, like you said, it sounds like Christmas Tree, Oh Christmas Tree. So,
it is.
You know, if it's not that big a deal, then why are you so upset about it? If you're that upset about it, you must be emotionally invested in what you think it represents.
Well, for a lot of people, it represents the traditions of them attending the University of Maryland. I mean, this is, sans the lyrics, this is the song that they got to hear when they attended football games, when they went to that school. And they, you know, a lot of us, I think, have sincere sort of positive, evocative imagery of the times that we attended an institution, especially one like the University of Maryland. And as a result, I don't think it's all that surprising that you would have alumni who are recoiling at the notion that traditions are being destroyed on the basis of recent news events.
Well, I think it's also about making a better and more inclusive environment. I think that's what we all want, correct?
Yeah, but not at the expense of some sense of what our history is, and not at the expense of traditions and culture, right?
So you think traditions and culture are more important than an inclusive environment, particularly, like I said, imagine you are an athlete. You know, I know it's going to be hard to probably imagine yourself being African-American or of color, and you're representing a university. You put your time and your energy and sometimes your safety on the line, and the university is playing cymbals, talking about essentially, you know, supporting your bonding.
I buy the direction you're heading. I think that is a reasonable line of inquiry. What I don't buy, though, is the where the end goal is, right? Because I say
right.
The Star Spangled Banner now is coming under the very same scrutiny that we're talking about with the University of Maryland song that's played simply mm-hmm. on the basics of it's a borrowed tune. The tune, it doesn't even belong to Maryland, my Maryland. It's O Tannenbaum.
Right.
So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, ultimately, we're basically having a debate that's leading us into treacherous territory where you have the Jefferson Memorial, the Washington Monument, all coming under the type of scrutiny that basically says we're going to excise these things from our country. And why should we do that? And I don't think we've had anywhere near a reasonable enough conversation to begin starting to excise those things before we air out the very debate that you think we should have. I agree with that.
Right. Well, so I agree with you, and here's where I think we're in agreement. I don't think we should get rid of the Washington Monument or the Jefferson Memorial or anything like that. I think we should have an honest conversation about who they were and what they did, the good and the bad. I think that, you know, in many cases, of course, when I was growing up and when you were growing up,
yes.
a lot of these things were just completely lionized. We didn't think about the fact that Jefferson was a rapist. I mean, you know, these are conversations that we need to have.
All right,
Jason,
I only have to cut you short due to our time constraints, but I'm glad you came, and I hope you join us again on this conversation and more. Appreciate it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.